Good morning, beautiful people. Morning. It's me again. I'm not going to use that because all the words are up there. So, it's behind me. Sorry, this is not a panto. Okay. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of the disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray," just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" Hear what the Spirit is saying.
You see, does this work? No. So good, eh? Like, love tech. Peter Pai. Kia ora, everyone. My name is Luca. I'm here today. Who am I? Let me start with that. As it's been said, I'm one of the priests in charge at St. Peter's. I'm just going to move this back because I don't like not being able to see everybody. So Sam and I are there. I grew up in Wellington and then moved inland Kapiti. My parents bought a retreat centre. So that was the kind of context I grew up in, the faith I grew up in. Can I have the next slide? Got a photo? Yeah, me. So I studied at university. I've been involved in local church my whole life. And then Sam and I kind of met leading a gap year program with NZCMS, where we took school leavers around our country and overseas and got to talk about Jesus and justice, and it was great. My background is in environmental studies. So I used to use this photo to show that I did tree planting, and then Sam pointed out, actually, I'm not doing any work in the photo. he's the one doing the work, and I'm bringing the vibes, which is unusual. So that's kind of our context. During COVID, we had a call to study theology, and then that kind of led us to Whanganui, and we are so glad to be here. We've been here for coming up. This is our third year here. Along the way, we now have a very cute one-year-old who is currently napping at home. So kind of as I've become a parent, I've learned to multitask. So as well as kind of leading the church a day a week, I work for Anglican Missions, thus the T-shirt. So Craig, who's not with us this morning, is on the board of Anglican Missions. And so that's kind of some of my other mahi that I do, which means I get to go around and talk to churches about the work that we are able to do with their support, which I love. So today there's two things I want to do. Firstly, I want to talk about something that's really I'm really passionate about. And secondly, I just want to make sure that I leave you guys with some good updates about some of the work that you've been supporting. Okay? So we're going to kind of pull those two things together. So our reading today, we can go to the next slide. It should be black. Yeah, enough of me. Cool. Reading today, Jesus gathers his disciple and he's teaching them how to pray. The prayer we all know, it's a prayer we all say, and it starts, "Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come." In any conversation on mission, I think this is where we want to start. Your kingdom come. It's God's kingdom. It's God's mission. It's not our mission. It's God's mission. Right? We pray. We ask God to bring it. But crazily, we're invited to participate. Right? So he's teaching his disciples here, but not long previously in Luke, he sent out the 72. Right? We're invited to participate in this kingdom coming. And not only are we invited to participate, but a little bit after kind of doing some teaching and healing, there's some experts of the law that Jesus really rebukes. He says this. Oh, I'm trying to find a thing. I didn't bring my own Bible, so I was just trying to find this page. My team. Mm-hmm. Ketapai. I can't find it. But they say this. Afterwards, he warns the Pharisees and the lawyers. He says, you neglect justice and the love of God. He says, great work for tithing, but you neglect this. So it's God's mission. We're invited to participate. And somehow loving God means that we're obliged to respond also in the world, not just to God, but to God's world. And so I think when we have conversations about mission, I want to start it in that it's God's mission. We get to take part. How great is that? We all get to play. And so around this teaching on prayer, Jesus kind of used different parables to thresh out a bit of what does it mean for God's kingdom to come? What does it mean? What is this mission that we talk about? What are we looking for? And God's kingdom is all-encompassing. It looks like a Samaritan helping a wounded Jew. Looks like freeing people from captivity of evil spirits. Looks like being a light in the darkness. It looks like teaching his followers. Looks like encouraging people to be present to God. God's kingdom is all-encompassing. And so therefore, mission is far-reaching. And this is where I think we get onto one of the real tanga, one of the real gifts of our Anglican church is the five marks of mission, right? This should be something that is familiar with all of you. There's a slide, I believe. As part of our church, we acknowledge that mission is not just any one thing. It kind of encompasses parts of all of these. And at our work at Anglican Missions, all of the projects we respond to relate to at least one of these, and many align to more than one. So what I thought I'd do is just go through and remind us all this morning what these marks are of mission, this gift of our church. So the first mark, next slide, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. Next slide after that. Okay, goodbye. So at Anglican Missions, we cover roughly 50% of all the mission partner costs sent out with NZCMS. So now at this church, we're particularly following with Zoe and Joe's and Te Hau Tirangi and Gladys. And so we support their costs through Anglican Missions. And although they are doing lots of different mahi, a big part of what they're doing is telling people about Jesus, right? The first mark, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, if that's in Marae up north, or if that's in the streets of South Asia. Second mark, teaching, baptising and nurturing new believers. I can't think of a better example of this than Bishop Henry Bull of Vanualevu in Fiji, right? So here he is, he's shared his faith. This whānau was previously Muslim, is now part of their congregation. They are baptising them right there, bang on the second mark. And so part of, as Anglican Missions, we support clergy in Polynesia that would otherwise have to do lots of different jobs. That means they can actually do the work that they have been called to. Teach, baptise and nurture new believers. Third mark, responding to human need by loving service. Now, I think that this one is probably, when you think about missions, if it's not the first mark of telling people about Jesus, then we think, oh, it's responding, kind of giving people bread or whatever. And so this is obviously a huge part of what we do, responding to human need. One thing in the last year that we've done is created a sanitation block in a squatter or a settler community in Suva in Fiji. So these informal communities are very, it's not a great location that they're living. And so often the sanitation conditions are quite poor. It will be, this is an example of a latrine, right? So we're talking quite rugged for entire communities, sharing kind of one, two, three of these. And so we were able to support the building of a much nicer block of showers and toilets. And what's great is the first project of this went so well that we've now got funding from Anglicans in America to do this in two other communities. And it's some NZCMS mission partners through mobile mission maintenance that are going to carry out the work. So it's like this thing of just like, here we are, for some of the most vulnerable in this community, we're able to work with other agencies and it's this beautiful network we can respect. Fourth mark, to to transform unjust structures of society and to challenge violence of every kind and pursue peace and reconciliation. Quite a wordy mark. Just a little way with this, as part of our office, Michael Hartfield, our director, and others on our staff spend a lot of time working with other NGOs and really asking our government to do more. So New Zealand at the moment, looking to next year, we have massively cut our overseas aid. And that's happened all around the world. So we now sit in the bottom third of the OECD kind of in terms of how we're doing with our giving. And so it's things like that, of being like, hey, come on, this is important. Let's remember those beyond us. So we're able to do some of that work too. And finally, fifth mark, safeguard the integrity of creation. In my mind, this is clearly linked to mark four. There has to be advocacy in looking after creation. But another example of just in the last year is working with the Anglican Church in Melanesia with communities in low-lying areas that want to remain there but can't grow their food the way they used to because sea level has just made the lands too salty. So we're working now with the Diocese of Melanesia to see what would it look like for these communities to be able to stay and flourish in this land that they are from. So the five marks, that is broad, right? That's just five marks of like what we're doing here in Anglican missions, but it is really broad. And why I love this is I reckon each of us can see ourselves in that, right? Some of us might just love telling people about Jesus. Some of us might love responding with loving service. Some of us might love tending for creation or advocating for justice. And so there's a place for all of us. By kind of fleshing out what mission is, there's a place for all of us. And there's also a challenge for all of us, right? Mission isn't just what we do easily. Mission is all of this. It's a big thing. Next slide. So that's one thing I love about being Anglican. A second thing I love is that our churches are local. Obviously in Whanganui, right, we decided we had quite a lot of churches, but there is a sense of most of our Sunday gatherings are never going to fill stadiums. And it's so great, right? This is this whole restructure thing of what is best for the city is that Castlecliff and Gonville and the city centre all have thriving faith communities. And the model of our Anglican church is that we do that. What a gift. This is our Joy Festival at St. Peter's, right? If we weren't a worshipping community there, then St. Peter's would not get a Joy Festival, would not get to celebrate Christ coming to live among us at Christmas time. It is such a gift that we are able to be local, that we can respond to the local needs, that Unity Foods can kind of work out of here, right? But I think the flip side of that is there's therefore, because we're local, there's a natural scale thing where none of us are going to ever be huge. So our church in Gonville, those projects I listed earlier, we're never going to build a sanitation block in Fiji, right? We struggle to fill the kids' roster. Like, you know, it's just not like, it's not going to happen, right? Kind of, we might be able to kind of write a letter to Winston Peters, but we're never going to be able to kind of advocate to say to our government those things. But actually, over 100 years ago, the Anglican Church got together and we were like, oh, we don't want to leave this to a few passionate people. We want to do this together. And so through Anglican missions, Gonville gets to play. We get to contribute to that sanitation block in Fiji. Christchurch gets to play. They get to respond to the crisis in the Holy Land and support hospitals. Right? So the gift of being local also means that we have Anglican churches in many places in the world. And so again, working with the Church of Melanesia, there are local Anglican churches there already. They're a place to be able to respond already. And so it's how do we just use this strength? And so Anglican Missions is helping to be able to do that. Next slide. This is a team that I'm part of. It's a small team. I am only a day a week. It's a small team, and basically we're there to help us kick bigger goals for mission than our individual churches would be able to. And we are. So just an example, Cyclone Gabriel, next slide, will be a foggy memory for some, but for some in New Zealand is still a very real thing that they are working through. Obviously the South Island and Wellington recently was battered by a big storm. And so when crises happen, we can respond. So through Cyclone Gabriel, we are able to support 28 different recovery projects and that supported 2,000 households. And the local Anglican Church was so well placed to respond that we were able to rally money and resources to the place that they needed to go. There's a quote, I believe, yeah, right. I could write over 100 stories of the impact of the support our church has given. This thing, when disaster happens, we're able to respond. Next slide. Obviously, a current humanitarian crisis that is playing out is in Gaza, in the Holy Land. And so working with, you might not know this, the Anglican Diocese of Jerusalem runs hospitals, right? We have an Anglican church presence in the Holy Land. They run hospitals, they run schools. And so along with our brothers and sisters across the world, we've been able to fund these hospitals. Just got to paint a picture. Next slide. 94% of Gaza's health facilities are damaged. There have been lots of attacks on clinics and ambulances. There's disease spreading fast. So the children, probably like 9 out of 10, are exposed to transmissible diseases. Just when we don't have sanitation and houses, that is hard. It's dire. But there's an Anglican hospital, Our Lady Hospital, and the staff are turning up every day. The hospital has been caught in the crossfire, it's been targeted. They have a mobile clinic, next slide, operating out of a marquee because they lost the room. They are still performing surgeries in 3 shifts around the clock. These staff are turning up. They're able to offer care without charging. They can offer Bibles. They pray with those that come in. It is not low risk for them. But in the middle of this disaster, these staff are showing up. And so I just think, what can we do? Often I feel so paralyzed. I'm like, look, it's so complex. I don't know what to do. But what I can do is support these legends on the ground who keep showing up. You know, operating at a marquee. They keep showing up. The Anglican missions, we don't just respond in crisis, but we also boost the resilience in everyday livelihoods. So closer to home, next slide, I don't think I've got a picture, next one, should just be blank. Closer to home, beginning of November, marks the start of cyclone season across the Pacific. And as we know, this is a real thing that happens. And so we have worked with local churches that have land to put pre-dispositioned supplies of shipping containers so that if a disaster happens, they have stuff there. The point of difference is, there were actually like these other ones in this here. These shipping containers contain stuff that can be used beforehand. They don't just sit there in emergency. They're things like chainsaws. They almost kind of function as a tool library that mean the community can still benefit from them, but when the disaster happens, it's there, right? They're in Tonga, they're rolling out in Fiji. And again, it's equipping our local church. Our brothers and sisters, these are part of our province, right? So that when disaster happens, Cyclone Gabriel, in the Pacific, we can respond to our community in love by equipping the local legends there. What I love about the Jesus adventure, like I said before, is there's a space for everyone. Everyone gets to play. I do really believe that. So it might be, Mike, your new space. You get to play. You get to take part in Unity Foods. What a gift. You said it was amazing the first time, right? You get to participate in that. For some people, that might mean, I think it was the Injos, moving their whānau, right, to South Asia. It might mean helping out in a small group. It might mean knitting kind of clothing for premature babies. There's a place we all get to play in God's mission. We all get to play. And as an Anglican church, we already, I think, do really well at the local mission part of that. I'm going to finish with a story. When I was a kid, as I said, we grew up inland Waikanae, and it was in the hills, so there was no cell phone or TV reception. There was like one place on our property where you could get TV reception. And even then, it was like staticky, which for the day and age was like random, right? Everyone else had like good TV, and we had like this staticky thing. So, but every now and again, my parents would roll out this quite clunky TV to the right location in the corner and fix the aerials, and we would be able to access TV every now and again, especially during the Olympics, right? There was an occasion it got rolled out. It was like, yeah, okay, fair enough. Especially when Nick Willis was running. Yeah. You know, it was a thing. And actually, Nick Willis's sister was part of our church community. And so as kids, you know, we're talking about it. We know his race is coming up. And so my brother, as this kind of kid's logic, was like, oh, yes, of course. He must be running representing our church. You know, you just think that. You just think every church must have people in the Olympics kind of all competing. That's what's going on. And that would just stay there. But my parents overheard that and passed it on to his sister, who passed it on to him. And then a reply came back saying, I'm honoured to run on behalf of your church. And so we are there at home with this TV that only sometimes comes out, watching Nick run. We were the home team and we were peaking. We were absolutely peaking. And so on behalf of Anglican Missions, I want to say thanks for being the home team. That is a legit role. You get to take part. It's an important role. Everyone gets to play. Christchurch gets to play. Gonville gets to play. And through Anglican Missions, we get to do this in a way that maximises our impact and kicks some really big goals for Jesus in places that many of us will never visit. So thanks for being part of the home team. Thanks for being part of the home team in the midst of your own mission here. I'm just going to finish with a couple of ways to stay in touch. Back one. So we have emails that come out. Also, every Thursday, what comes out is this resource called Pray the News. And what that alludes to is that there is so much bad news in the world that sometimes it's tempting just to block it out. And so every Thursday, we send out a focus on one particular area of the world, matched with some prayer points. The sense of we can't do everything. We're not going to ever do everything in Whanganui either. But there is sometimes of just particularly praying for a situation. We do know prayer makes a difference. So we can pray God's kingdom come. That comes out on Thursdays. There's no kind of donate button. It's just the resource for the church of saying, let's be engaged. In terms of supporting our mahi, many churches, and this is one, just support as part of the budget, right? You are part of this church, and therefore, this is your stuff. In English, it's a bit tricky. Like we could mean we or we. In te reo, there's mātou and tātou. This is a tato thing. This is like our, you know, like all of our mission. You contribute, therefore you can be like, yeah, that is something that I have done. That is something that I am doing. And so prayer is just such a key part of that. We started with Jesus teaching on prayer. And yes, we do things. Yes, we get to participate, but yes, also we get to pray. And so prayers are so helpful. It's really hard for a lot of people out there. We have really big hopes, but prayer is something that is always, always, always really appreciated. So that's it from me. I'll be around afterwards. Come talk to me. I love sharing stories about some of this stuff. But do just want to say on behalf of Anglican Missions, a big thank you. Big thank you. Thanks for your support. I'm just real awed by the stuff that we are able to do on behalf of our Anglican Church. Kia ora.